And what we do is we do airstrikes against their ability to make money on the oil business. So we strike oil wells and pump jacks and well heads and the trucks that they use to transport this oil. That's one of the largest revenue streams that they have. And in Iraq, it's largely been taken away. They're pretty much on a subsistence level of oil smuggling. In other words, they're not able to make money off of it anymore. They are able to smuggle enough to keep their vehicles running, and that's pretty much it.
Dorian says the airstrikes have not only tremendously hampered ISIL's ability to wage war on a large scale, but also from a human perspective.
This enemy is paid. They're paid by Daesh leadership, and whenever we take their money away and reduce their ability to pay, that has a very significant impact.
What do you hear about Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi?
Well, what I hear is that he's moving around constantly. Many of the leaders who surround him have been killed. And then when their replacements are named, those people have been killed. So I think he probably has to sleep with one eye open. And I think the moment that we find out exactly where he is, that'll be the end of him.
That's Colonel John Dorian, spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve. J.J. Green, WTOP News.